Everglades restoration is not going as well as hoped. The concern comes from the latest findings in the South Florida Wading Bird Report. According to that report, the total number of wading bird nests in 2014 was a little shy of 35,000. That's a 28% decrease from the year before. Tabitha Kale, policy associate with Audubon Florida, says there's a close link between the behavior of wading birds and the health of the Everglades.
Their overall health and nesting success tells us, kind of give us a window into the health of the overall system.
Kale says the Everglades National Park is doing poorly.
What they're indicating to us is that we really need to step up restoration efforts and move more water south from Okeechobee through the central Everglades into Everglades National Park and rehydrate Shark River Slough and rehydrate Taylor Slough. And we know that we've got examples of when we do that, when we restore the water flow, the birds respond.
Kale adds one of the areas making the biggest improvement with increased nests is the Kissimmee River Basin. President Barack Obama has put $195 million in his budget for Everglades restoration. Governor Rick Scott has also promised tens of millions of dollars in his budget also to protect the Everglades. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Luis Hernandez.